two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Make yourself feel a little bit better by basking in the misfortune of others. Unrivaled presents Sucks to Be You.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's Unrivaled 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. You heard the voice. Yeah, they say that the, you know, what's the saying? They say comparison is the thief of joy. Ah, contraire. Comparison makes
Who's
you feel
they
better.
Who's they that says that? I've never heard that.
I saw it on a t-shirt once, probably. Comparison is not the thief of joy. Sometimes comparison makes it to where you go, hey, you know what? Things aren't going as bad for me.
Comparison is the thief of joy.
You've never
thief,
heard that?
Thief? FIFA?
Three,
FIFA.
Two,
one.
It's not the FIFA joy.
Oh.
It's not a soccer situation. It's the thief of joy. So the whole idea is, oh, if you're just comparing yourself to somebody else, you're never going to be happy. Except for if that other person's not doing well, then you go, hey, you know what? Things are good. It's the old theory, Scott, of the reason I like to watch Hoarders. Because I look and I go, man, our house is not in that bad of shape. We're good.
I think of all of the things that you could have issues with, like just, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever, you know, I guess, is hoarding a mental issue?
Yes, it's absolutely. Like no. Every one of these people, they're like, ever since their doll was stolen when they were a child, they've been hoarding dolls ever since. You know, that kind of thing.
Now I hoard fishing gear.
Yeah, you do.
But that's it. Like
That's the only problem I have.
That's the only problem. But it's a problem.
It's a big one. I've been in your garage. I'm like, hey, Scott. Yeah. I'm like the guy on that hoarding show. I come over and I go, hey, Scott, could we talk about these fishing poles? Your family's worried about you. I'm that guy. No, but in this case.
I think they should be worried.
Here's what it looks like. Oh, here's what it looks like here. Okay. Here's what sucks to be. It sucks to be the Brooklyn Nets. And here's why. We have a little bit of breaking news here. Kyrie Irving just opted in on his player option. So he's going to be a Brooklyn Net. I don't know. Does it suck to be a Net fan or does it suck to be like, I mean, I think the Lakers were really, Laker fans were kind of crossing their fingers because Kyrie Irving is a lot of things. You know, when you have all the stuff that you throw in there, you go, yeah, there's a flat earth guy. He's a little bit toxic, all these things, but he's a really good player. Westbrook is not a good player right now. Right. He's not good. Kyrie Irving is at least good. And so it sucks to be either the Lakers or the Nets because maybe you didn't want Kyrie Irving at all, but he just opted in on his player option, so he will remain a Brooklyn Net, and there you go.
Kyrie Irving reminds me of Antonio Brown. He's
this guy with massive
talent.
Has a championship.
And there's like nothing should be wrong. And it just seems like wherever he goes, there's some kind of drama.
He finds a way to get in his own way.
Exactly. And you just scratch your head and you just go, oh, just be happy.
You know who it sucks to be right now is Donovan Mitchell. And I'll tell you why, because every story surrounds this guy about is like, where is he? Again, like I said, it seems like we're more worried about who he's sharing a meal with. Oh, he was spotted in New York City at a workout where LeBron James was. He had a meal with Jimmy Butler. He's obviously going to be a member of the Heat. So to be a guy like Donovan Mitchell, every person that you're around, Donovan Mitchell keeps company with a lot of famous people, by the way. So every rumor about him going to all these other places, it really must get tired for him. And I know it does because he tweets it out periodically. And he'll be like, hey, yeah, nice information there.
How in the world does any of that, how does that suck? When we talk about first world problems, like really? Like, oh my goodness, Donovan Mitchell had a sandwich with someone, or he hung out with someone.
He had a workout with LeBron. He's going to be a member of the Lakers.
It's kind of one of these things where famous people get all annoyed because someone's trying to take their picture out in public. Because there's paparazzi. Because there's this people just want to know.
Yeah, sure.
I want the scoop. I want to find out all of this stuff. And yet, all they want to do is have people pay attention to him. Like Donovan Mitchell wants to be the center stage. He wants to be the guy. And all these famous people, they want to be the guy, the girl, whomever they are.
Sure.
Why do you complain if someone actually pays attention to you?
I'm a firm
believer that there's no such thing as bad publicity. None. I don't care if people are talking about you. I don't care if they're talking about having a sandwich, whatever. I don't care.
Maybe what I should say is this. It kind of sucks to be a Utah Jazz fan right now because all these rumors surrounding Donovan Mitchell could make you insane.
So it's not Donovan Mitchell. It's the Utah Jazz fan that sucks to be
well,
you.
But it's both. I think Donovan Mitchell to an extent because I think he just rolls his eyes and goes, come on. Because then people go, Donovan, why would you go work out with LeBron? Because then it gets put on him like, well, you're out there flirting with all these other people. So you're out there in New York where you grew up and watching the Knicks play, or, you know, hanging out with Nick buddies, hanging out with the Mets, hanging out with all. So obviously, but really it is. It's insecure Jazz fan. That's what sucks to be an insecure Jazz
fan. And
Rudy Gobert.
What?
Because no one's talking. Everyone's talking about moving you and talking about how you're going to be gone.
See, that's who I feel more like it really sucks to be you.
Because all the rumors have to deal with him not being good enough for his contract, not being good enough to stay here in Utah. All the things is people basically, like you said, you woke up this morning and you kind of in your head have had Rudy Gobert just not being a member of the Jazz.
What's really disappointing about all of this, and if this really does happen, Rudy Gobert gets moved, and if it really is because of egos, like they just can't get along, like that's what's really
sad.
What really sucks right there. You see it so often in sports. You see it so often in business. You see it so often all over the place. People just...
egos not being able to make it work.
And we were talking with Gordy Chiesa in the first hour, and he talked about how people, you know, there's a Batman and there's a Robin. And Batman understands his role. I got to be Batman. And Robin says, you know what? I got to be Robin. And a guy like David Robinson...
said, I'll be Robin, even though I'm the all-star. I'm the member of the dream team, but you're Tim Duncan.
I'm a big
deal. I recognize
your
greatness.
And I know my role, and I know that if I do my role... and that I just kind of see the big picture and I'm a part of being a team and what have you, that I know it's going to be the best for us ultimately down
right.
the road.
Yep.
And we just, and that's where it really stinks. You know what really stinks right now?
What?
It sucks to be the Cleveland Browns. Not the Browns, the ownership.
Why?
Because they're
the most. You just got done telling me no press is bad press.
They're getting so much press.
Right
it's
now.
Not so much. It's not so much the press.
Okay.
Like they're in a world of hurt. Because Deshaun Watson.
It's not this story. It's not going to go well.
Well, it's not that. Isn't it? It's like now what? Let's just say Deshaun Watson gets bumped for a year.
Okay.
Who are you going to play? See, now you got to go back. You have to go back begging to Baker Mayfield.
No, Jacoby Brissett.
No.
My favorite of all the lunch meats, Brissett.
No. He's, no.
Jacoby Brissett is the guy. They've said it already. Okay?
You have to go back on bended knee and say, Baker. All of those things we said,
we love
really
you, dude.
Don't mean.
You're amazing.
You know, I had this happen to me once.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
I had this happen to me once.
As an NFL player?
Yes.
Somebody came back to you and said, Scott, we're in a bit of a bind here.
Yes.
Well, who was it?
It was Wayne Fonts.
Oh, it was.
We're playing the New York Giants.
Okay.
And I throw a pass. A guy hits my arm, and the pass kind of looked funny. And all of a sudden, Don Majkowski goes, hey, you're out of the game. And I go, no, I'm not. And he goes, and so he pulled me out of the game in the middle of a series, like right in front of him.
Because he thought you threw a bad pick?
He thought I was just playing garbage.
Okay.
So I go over to the sideline. I'm furious.
Yeah.
I am furious. I'm saying colorful words. I'm hot. So I'm out of the game. So Don Majkowski's in the game for about three plays, and he gets hurt.
Oh, boy. Then they have to call you back up.
And I go, I'm not going in the game. I got
pulled.
Oh,
pulled. You baby.
I'm done. I'm out. Why should I go back in the game?
You pouty professional athletes, dude.
Why should I go back in the game?
I'm not going to go play for you. This is what my 13-year-old does.
So Wayne Fonts had to come back over, and he said, would you please go back?
This is hilarious. And did you go back in?
I went back in the game.
Fine.
And I completed a pass, and I got pulled again.
Because Majkowski was feeling better again?
I guess he got better.
Oh, wow. The Magic Man? Did you hate Don Majkowski?
No.
He's a nice guy, wasn't he?
I like the Magic Man. That night, or yeah, the next day, we had our Halloween party.
That's when you dressed up as Chubby.
But I had already planned to do it, and everyone thought it was because I got pulled that I made fun of.
Perception's everything, Scott. You've taught me this.
I know.
Sucks to be – I will say it does suck to be Jazz fan more than it probably does to be Donovan Mitchell, because you're talking about having to come back
more,
to it.
Does the Cleveland Browns fans or the Jazz fans?
Browns fans.
They have it a lot worse.
It's two organizations who've been kind of close at some point, never won a world championship. But I think everybody could kind of look and go, no, the Jazz are a way more successful franchise.
So you could
with
say
– way more – with ownership that actually cares, ownership that has got their crap together – before and continues to. This is a solid franchise. The Browns are not a solid franchise.
Could
just
you say
they make
then,
money,
right? So is look, Jazz fans. At least it's not Cleveland.
At least you're not the Browns.
At least you're not Cleveland.
Yeah. But I will say too, there's that part where Rudy and Donovan both come back, and then there's the Jazz fan who has to go, oh, we're so glad you're back, but they wanted Donovan out, or they wanted Rudy out, or they wanted them both out. It's going to come back that you're going to have to just kind of swallow your pride and cheer for a person you probably
see,
want to
see. I think people wonder about Donovan, though.
No, they do. I think they wonder if he really feels
– is he really here? But does he really want to be here?
No, but hold on. This
Are
is
we
why
going
it's
through
wild.
A little Gordon Hayward-ish stuff here? And it's like, if we're doing that, get out. Go.
No, but this is why it's interesting, because Donovan, nobody – if you were to ask somebody straight up, hey, who likes to be here more, 10 out of 10 people are going to say, no, Rudy does.
Feels that way.
Right. And then they go, well, which one would you want out of those two? You have to pick one. They'd get the same, like 8 or 9 out of the 10 would say, yeah, Donovan.
Right.
So it's like the guy who, so it doesn't matter. What it all comes down to is who's the person that is the bigger piece of that puzzle to try to win a championship. And I think that it's probably Donovan.
See, and these things you hate because I think of scenarios down the road, like Rudy goes somewhere and then wins a championship. Donovan stays here and then he jilts the like Gordon Hayward, mm-hmm. and then he goes off somewhere. And then where are the Jazz and where are Jazz fans? That's the scenario I hate.
Continuing our practice of sucks, who it sucks to be currently in the world of sports. It sucks to be not necessarily the Colorado Avalanche. It might be because, but they won game six of the Stanley Cup Finals. So they're the World Cup. They're the World Cup. They're the Stanley Cup champions. Okay. And during the on-ice celebration, the Stanley Cup was dropped and dented significantly. Okay. Here's the thing.
But that just makes the Stanley Cup better, though.
Yeah, and I'll just tell you right now, too. I think they kept the dent in the Lombardi trophy that Gronk bunted with, right? Remember the whole bunt that he
did? What
are
you going to do, take it to like...
to Tiffany's. Know, no, they would
Mako
absolutely...
To Mako and just say...
to Mako, can you hit it with the old body...
I need some body work done on my trophy.
A guy comes around and goes, you want to fix your trophy? I got the bundle out in the car. I can fix it for you. Right now. I had that happen in college. They come door to door in the way. Whose car out in front? They want to like fix your dent and they want to do it for cheap. And all they do is bang on it with a meat hammer.
A little mallet.
Doesn't do anything. You just got ripped off. But no, they will absolutely. Every year they refurbish this thing. They make it perfect. They're going to put the names on it. They can get the dent out perfectly. Now the question is, if you're the guy who drops a Stanley Cup, because I was looking at it and it actually had a big dent in it. Okay. So... Yeah, I don't know.
I'm actually surprised. I'm surprised this doesn't happen more.
No, I know. The dent on the bottom of that thing is. And here's the other thing. It's a guy who's skating in and he trips on his skates like it's the first time he's ever skated. You're a Stanley Cup champion with a giant dent at the bottom of the Stanley Cup base. I don't know. Maybe you.
So for as many people that have like.
Hoisted the trophy?
Well, no. So the thing is they put their favorite beverage in the the trophy and mm-hmm. drink out of the trophy. Yes. Like the players take it with them.
Very non-COVID. Yeah, everybody gets it for a day
or whatever. As many people have done that over the years, why has this not happened before today?
Oh, I think it's been dented.
And especially nicked. Like
it's been
ice
damaged. Yes.
And hockey. And,
it's been damaged before.
Yeah.
It's been damaged before.
I think it's actually a term of endearment to actually damage
that's a cup. That's one of those bucket list items, right? Drink a beverage from the top of the Stanley Cup. Hey, would you do it after 9 or 10 dudes have drank out of the Stanley Cup? Just to say, I got a schwig out of the Stanley Cup.
Here's where my mind is.
COVID.
If I win a championship, I think I'd do about anything.
Of course.
Yeah. All of your like normal social cues and decorum, they just go out the window.
Morals. See you
morals,
later.
Every just gone.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I'll tell you who it sucks to be, too. Now, you saw it was Sahith Tigala, who ended up in second yesterday at the Travelers Championship.
Yes.
Ends up having to go. I mean, that's one of those. I do this all the time. When somebody loses out on a payday, if you win a golf tournament, you get almost $2 million now.
Right.
If you lose, you get less than half of that.
Well, this guy, it's not only that, but this guy gets exemption.
I know.
Like, this guy goes to the Masters next year. There's all kinds of things that happen. And,
it's cool.
And all kinds of events that happen. Here's what's hard for me with Tigala is he played to win. Like, you watched him. He was, like, fired up. And he was playing bold. And he goes down that 18th with his driver. Doesn't need driver. Doesn't have a 3-wood because he probably can't hit it.
Nah.
And he's just going and playing to win, and he ends up losing the golf tournament. And it was sad to watch. Like, it was just.
Well, that bunker shot was definitely one that I could relate with.
No,
No,
it's
we've all done that shot.
And you just go, wow, the pro hit it like that, you know?
Yes.
And then here's Xander Schauffele, who really kind of played timid. Like, he wasn't out there trying to win this thing.
Yeah.
He was just out there not trying to lose it. And it felt like the guy that was playing to win lost and the guy that was playing not to lose won. And it's just unfortunate because I really think Tigala was the guy who should have won the golf tournament. Yeah, I really do. He played his way into winning and he was fun to watch, and he's with passion, but he just
I watched that shot. I watched that bunker shot a few times, and I was like, that is me. When you just smack it, the sand goes everywhere, and you're looking up on the green like, so how close is it to the hole? And you look straight down, it's in the exact same spot, and you go, oh, okay.
I've been watching it about three different times to go, where did the ball go?
I know.
Like, it almost looked like he hit underneath it and didn't even go anywhere.
It just went square into
it. It just went right into the bank and popped back down.
But it just went right back to the same spot, and you went, that's one when you're playing in a golf tournament, you go, no, I haven't swung yet. It's in the same spot. No, I haven't swung yet.
It felt like Tin Cup, where he's just like,
just keep chopping at it. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. But the real sucks to be you is the Michael Thorbjørnsen. He got fourth in that tournament yesterday. And you know what fourth place gets? $614,000. Unless you're him and you're an amateur golfer, so you get $0. You don't get the payday.
Attaboy. Yeah, but that's the highest finish ever for an amateur.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's remarkable.
Get the guy on the tour, man. That's his Q school. Let's go. All right, we're gonna come back when we return. NFL roundup around the corner. Much more to go here. So stay right here with us. Unravel continues. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.